I gotta find the little screw.
Yep,
you know what it is? I whip it back and forth while you get. I just heard it.
Oh, there's the little screw.
Or is that something else? There it is. Why don't I'll play something else? Another pony song?
Sure, why not?
I gotta play something on this while I fix this and put the mics down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wanna play Scared of Dirt? Or what do you got? If you got something already lined up.
Are you both on Murder Car? I love that.
Oh, yeah. Planning on playing that live. We can do that live and the studio version.
You want me to do something else since you're doing it live?
Sure.
What do you want?
Scared of Dirt.
Scared of Dirt?
Yeah.
Okay, who's not scared of dirt? It's scary.
It's filthy.
I found it off the album Motor Car by Pony. Scared of Dirt on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back with more Dave Thomas and Stephen Fredette. WMFO in Medford. It's a Crash Course for the Ravers show. That one was, what's the name of that one? It was Pony.
Scared of Dirt.
Scared of Dirt, that's right. All from the wonderful Motor Car album.
Yes.
You gotta do a couple more from that album,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Live.
They get live.
They got the guitars out.
On the airwaves. Let's see. This one's a little tricky for me to sing, so hopefully I can do it all right without sucking. Remember, if I screw up, even in my singing, I chopped off my fingers, and that's my excuse.
That's true. We can talk a little bit about that if you want.
Sometimes it makes it so I can't hit.
Is that a horrible story?
Oh, no, it's not bad.
Tell us a little bit about that since we just brought it up.
I was having a goof. I was working too fast on a Friday trying to get done in time. Cutting some custom corner molding for a bathroom, and I just wanted to get done, and I disobeyed all sorts of safety rules. So it was my own fault,
oh,
Brian.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Dave.
Oh, it's quite all right.
It looks good on you, though.
Thanks. I like it. I've grown to love it.
In a pirate-y sort of way. And you know how I like pirates.
Well, I figured I had gotten too good at the guitar. I needed a bit of a challenge, a bit of a handicap. So there it
is. Of course you did. You were just way better than everyone else. And,
Little did I know, like one of the gang.
He
sucked so bad.
That was actually incredibly frustrating because after David chopped his fingers off, he was a better guitar player than I am with all my fingers. So it can be frustrating.
Steve and Fredette, everybody. What's the next song you gonna do?
We're gonna do Apples and Oranges.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
All right. You like the way I count it in and then ignore it? Guitar's a little out of tune. Here we go, tuning it up.
Oh, I'm not sure when I was all flustered about saying the show I'm playing with, Therese, that we're playing with American Ocelot.
Oh, yeah, I know them, yes.
American Ocelot and Crow Follow.
Oh, great people.
It's an American Ocelot show that we're going to be on, so okay. I do not want to neglect to mention them.
Right, right. Crow Follow, I have been on the show a couple of times. Mm-hmm. American yep. Ocelot, I'm friends with as well.
Sure.
Great people. Where's that at again?
The Worthen.
Oh, yeah, right.
The Worthen Attic in Lowell, and I believe...
Tomorrow?
No, it's November 3rd, I believe. It's the okay. first Sunday, and it's Joni's birthday.
Happy birthday, Joni. Yes. Sounds good. You want to go right into another one?
Sure. We're going to do a strange arrangement of Murder Car, because okay. it's Halloween time.
This is my favorite.
I hope I know how to do this.
Marie thinks the song is so creepy. It's my favorite, though.
Sing harmonies if you like.
For real?
Yeah. It's a pretty sparse arrangement right now, so.
Seat, cause that's where his brains got sprayed. So familiar, but I'm pretty sure that he never met till I started driving his car. Pretty sure that he never felt so alive till he got his head blown off. Feel compelled to drive by his mother's house every year on his birthday. With a tint, she can't see my face, but we see her smile and we see her wave. From the porch to her out of sight, there's no sign of fright, and I feel I'm part of her. And she knows that she's always safe, cause we're always there. And her little boy loves her. Couple times a week, when his girlfriend's home and her boyfriend's car is there. They'd been screwing for a year or two, but he never knew till he got his head blown off. Get in my car, it's a murder car. Take a little ride, promise you won't get home late. Most girls won't sit where you're sitting now, in the shotgun seat, cause that's where his brains got sprayed. Now I'll never be alone again. Got my new best friend riding in the shotgun seat.
I've got chills.
And I... You know, yeah, I wish I knew you wanted me to sing on that at web practice, because it really is cool the way you kind of sing over yourself on different tracks in that one.
Yeah,
you know,
we had lots of harmonies going on too. Stephen was singing on that one.
When we're all done talking, I'm going to play the studio version of it. I like that one so much.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah. Want to do Maggot?
Yep. I've known this for a long time.
Man, too? Sure, why not?
Play for Peg. Because Peg really wanted to hear it.
Okay, yeah, this one's going out to Peg.
Do we know these people in the hallway, by the way?
Which people?
I don't.
I don't.
I
no.
I
like them.
I like them. We have a little audience in the hallway, and we don't even know who they are. That's okay.
I think they're great.
They look like great people.
They really do. Waving and smiley.
They're gone now. We scared them.
They got replaced. There's a new guy. He's gone now, too.
Would you like to play a song about a maggot?
Yeah, let's do a song about a maggot.
All right. Listen to the words carefully on here. I think they're brilliant.
Get on my head. to be me. Swept up from the juice on the truck bed. Sammy segmented and mealy. Maggot, have faith and be strong. And I swear, someday I'll transform. And I swear, one day you will spread your wing and fly to the house where the sparrows, whoops, far from the pie with the ice cream, away from the meanies and the SWAT team, with 10,000 eyes fixed in your head.
I screwed up the lyrics.
Maggot, have faith and be strong. And I swear, one day I'll transform. And I swear, one day you will spread your wings and fly to the house where it smells nice, onto the pie with the ice cream, and quick as a wink your small head splats. Always the meanies and the SWAT team. Maggot, have faith and be strong. And I swear, one day I'll transform. And I swear, one day you will spread your wings and fly past the stars into heaven.
Love that one. Beautiful.
That's the first song I wrote.
Yeah, well, you were doing that with The Irresponsibles.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great, great stuff.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
So,
I screwed up the lyrics after you said pay attention to the lyrics. I totally had to screw it up.
I wasn't telling you.
I know, but you got me trying to pay attention. I was overthinking it.
I bet the audience, like, you gotta really listen to the story.
I have to stop and alert the audience, too, that I screwed up the lyrics.
I know. That's great.
I don't want them being fooled.
No. We're mostly about
integrity
and truthfulness.
Yes. Truthfulness.
Honesty is the best policy always here. So, what's in store for you guys musically in the future? You say you're getting together with Pete and those guys?
Yeah,
or?
I got together with Pete Montgomery and Mark Nigro just for fun. We got together and
since you were VFW gig.
I was That's speculation, but yeah,
Steven just making that up?
Peter happens to be the pizza guy. Yeah, he's got.
I think we could get that together. You know?
Peter's the pizza guy at the VFW. He makes a hell of a pizza.
He does a lot more than make pizzas over there.
I'm sure he does.
The pizzas. I think he's like the music director of the VFW.
Probably, yeah.
He was building a club like in the basement of the place.
Yes,
or something.
Yes, I saw that in progress, and it was looking really nice. I'm not sure exactly what the status of it is, though.
I think there was a lot of work going into it. Has stalled, but. But he still has shows there all the time.
Yep. Yeah, the stage up there is still pretty good in the upstairs.
Peter Montgomery, great guy.
Yep.
Leader of the Irresponsibles and does all kinds of solo work.
Yeah, we've been talking with Dan Rudak again. Maybe we'll get together with him, so it'll be the entire old Irresponsibles.
My favorite 90s. Version, yes. Dan Rudak, great drummer. Mark Nigro, awesome bassist. Mm-hmm. Mark and I, we starred in Here Comes the Boom together.
Really?
No, we were just extras. I can't even see myself in the movie, but we attended it and watched. We saw Fonzie.
No way.
Yeah, he actually had an action figure of Henry Winkler.
Yes.
And was like, Fonzie.
I've seen Mark's Fonzie many times. It's a prized possession. He's also got the entire Welcome Back Carter collection, which is coveted by me.
That's awesome. What's going on with you, Steven? Anything?
Good question. I don't know. Well, I've been doing my art for a while. I have.
Are you painting? What?
Yes, I'm painting. I'm actually,
I'm painting again.
I love. that's like a touchstone with someone I know. The song I'm Painting Again by the Talking Heads. Yeah. It's a wonderful feeling.
Artist only.
Artist only. It's called Artist
Only.
We'll
play that, yeah.
And it's like, it's every time you have this great feeling when you start working again, that song just runs through my mind.
I love it.
Yeah, no, it's a great song. So I'm doing that. I'm actually wearing one of the T-shirts of my artwork, so...
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That is good. I like it.
Yeah, if anyone wants a Steven for that T-shirt.
I'd like that as an album cover, to tell you the truth.
You can
we're going in the studio next month, which is...
Really?
Looking forward to, yeah.
We can go to... You go to QRST T-shirts, and they've got them there. So, along with lots of other people like the Neighborhoods and Scruffy and all sorts of bands. Peter over in Somerville, Peter Rennig. So, yeah, so I'm sort of like trying to like balance my time between doing artwork and starting to restart a musical career.
Really?
Yes. So.
Like, so. How?
Yeah, but honestly, it's like going to shows like my brother David plays and offering to play guitar for every single person who is there.
So you keep him busy.
I am trying to, yes. I'm not getting any takers, but I am out there going, hey, you need a guitar player? I'll play guitar. So, yeah, so I'm doing that. And David and I are playing with Therese Bellino. We've started doing that because she started playing out again. So, strangely enough, over the many years, David and I have very rarely played together. So.
Right. And you do have the big show coming up at the War of the Attic.
At the War of the Attic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So as far as I know, that's the only thing I've got. But hopefully that will lead to other stuff.
Yeah, yeah, you know. And the winter's coming, so, you know, don't be too worried about it. It's great that you have a gig coming up. And, yeah.
I will take your advice.
Hopefully we'll hear a lot from you in the spring, you know.
I'll try. I will definitely try.
That would be great.
But I mean, being able to play with David, you know, it's fabulous to be able to play with David again. So.
Dave's a wonderful musician.
Oh, yeah.
And one of my friends, I consider you one of my best friends, yeah.
I mean, you were talking about David Fredette, right, or with me?
I was also talking about my brother David.
I'm sorry.
I have to. I've played far more many times with you than I've ever played with my brother.
Yes.
So,
you're just old hat.
Yeah.
No. It's a bit of an irony that the two of us as brothers and guitar players have never played together very much.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Well, hopefully you will. I mean, this
yes,
time.
Yes. Yes. It would be.
We
great.
Got you together on the Pony album.
Yes, David.
Oh, is he on that as well?
He plays lead on the one we just played.
Yeah, Radio Friendly.
Radio Friendly. That was David playing.
Okay.
I always like, I mean, during the Scruffy days and stuff, I always like, you know, at least one song on the records to have David come play guitar. So.
Well, was there anything else you guys wanted to do live?
We could do, want to do Big Tokyo?
Sure, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
One more. We'll say goodbyes and... while you're leaving, I'm going to play Radio Friendly and Modica. I want to do Radio Friendly now because David's on it.
All right.
Yep.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right.
Ready? Should we start with that part? Let's do it.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
No one would come near him with their rocks oxygen destroyers. I will protect him. Why can't I get everything that I want? Why can't I get everything that I want?
When I want so little.
Thank you, Brian, very much. It was wonderful.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us.
What's happening with your mic? It's falling apart, too?
No. I'm putting it down towards the guitar, because who needs to hear my voice when I can just play the guitar?
No, I see. Yes, that was for your guitar. I get it. Great job, guys. Thank you. You exceeded my expectations.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you.
Well, it's very, very good. And I'll try to make it to your show at Worth an Attic.
That'd be great.
I really love that place. Problem is, I'm trying to rely on others for rides these days.
I understand.
I still have
that.
My license, but
I
smashed my Challenger into a pole.
Oh no! Oh, what happened?
Somebody swerved at me, and I like overcompensated, and
I'm glad you're all right.
I may have even had a stroke while it happened.
What?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
did you get tested?
I went in because I was having major headaches.
Yeah.
This is like long after, and they go, "Oh, did you realize you had a stroke?"
Oh no!
No.
Wow. So it could have been like.
They said it was small. Could have been in my sleep, but I'm going. I couldn't remember anything after that happened at all.
Wow.
You know, and I wasn't wasted. I didn't get arrested or anything, but I'm like. I don't even remember being in the hospital or going home. I think I walked out of, I don't even know what hospital, and I got home somehow.
Wow.
Big concussion. But I'm going, maybe I had a stroke then when that happened.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Jeez. That sounds plausible. That's the challenge.
But I'm fine, Dave. Don't worry.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Never mind my stomach problems. I'll tell you about my feet later. But
you got to hear about my ankle. My ankle is something else.
I'm getting old. No, but still rocking, all of us.
Yep.
Good job, guys. Great job. Try and catch you sometime out and about. And you can always come over and visit Dave and Quincy, you know? Just let me know.
Yeah, we're right in Hanover. You should come over to our place, too.
I'll do that. Let me know. I got to get a ride.
You got to meet my kids. They're bonkers.
I'll hitchhike like the old days. It's a hitchhike everywhere.
We'll get you there.
Is that even legal anymore?
Hitchhiking? I don't know. It hasn't been for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, will they like pick you up if you're hitchhiking and arrest you?
I'm not sure. I would definitely hide my thumb when the cops came, though.
Do you still get your thumbs, Dave?
Yeah, I got the thumbs.
All right.
Just put them behind your back when the cops drive by. You can't just put the thumb down. You have to put it entirely behind your back.
Well, you guys, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you for coming out. You're welcome to stick around to the end of the show. I'm here till 3. I'm going to read the Boston Groupie News Report right after I play a couple of your studio songs.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having us, Brian.
All right. You guys are great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for everything, Brian.
Great job. No problem.
Thank you.
My pleasure. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
I can't remember who I am. I falls apart, build it again, it falls apart. Forget the past, you can't be shielded from the truth forever. Can't neglect the forces that together build you up and make you whole. Built you a world and tore it down. Built you a world and turned it upside down. You can't deny there's no one left to blame. You did this all to yourself. Caution kills.
Girlfriend's home and her boyfriend's car is
got his hat blown off. Get in my car, it's a murder car. Take a little ride, promise you won't get home late. Most girls won't sit, boys sitting low. And the shotgun seat, this is where his brains got sprayed.
For
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Thank you, Stephen, Dave. Great job. We were just listening to The Charms. Band Mark Nigro played a lot with Dave for The Irresponsibles. He joined that band at one point. I know that. When we were doing that Here Comes the Boom stuff, he was telling me about The Charms. And, yeah, I saw them a couple times. I think I saw them at TT The Beers with Mark. That was good. And he had the Fonzie with him. He put it right on his amp. Yeah, it was good.
I can't believe he still has it because I almost stole it a number of times.
Why wouldn't you? Thing was precious. Okay, what was I doing? Boston Groupie News Report. That's where I go to bostongroupienews.com, tell you what's going on tonight. What's the date, guys? 19th?
19th.
All right. The Fuzzdival at the Armory with Doug Tuttle, Greg Freeman, Lateral James, Francie Madoche of Flory, Paper Lady, Prune, Clifford, War Machine. Wow, that's a big thing, huh? Corporeal. Thank you, Stephen. And Pew. That's all happening at the Armory. I guess starting tonight. I mean, that sounds like a pretty big thing. I don't see them. Think they're going to do that all in one night? Maybe if everyone does like one song. Also, 5th annual Punktoberfest with music and craft beer festival. That's at the Thirsty First in Lowell. Bands will include Nick Barbarian, Savor the Silence, Welsh Boys, First Pick, Ruffian Dick, The Ghouls, Only Things, Sota, Sonic Bomb. They're going to be guests on the show next month, by the way. C.E. Skidmore and The Promised. C.E. Skidmore and the DFB and The Promised End. You can get your tickets. There's a spot on here. Did I say where that is? The Thirsty First in Lowell. Also, here's what Lenny Donahue. Sorry, I called him Donovan. Sorry, Lenny. The Stop Calling Me Frank 40th anniversary featuring Jay Allen. Stop Calling Me Frank. Two sets. State of the Union, The Piranha Brothers, and The Spackles. That's at the Midway tonight. So go get that. We played Stop Calling Me Frank earlier. Monday, The Stress Balls. Dave Strong, Joe Gallo, and The Qualms. That's at the Jungle, Somerville, Mass, 5 p.m. tomorrow. Free! Free! Thursday, we got Stupidity, Cocktail Slippers, and the Why Nots at Alchemy in Providence. Friday, Moving Targets, The Long Wait, and Spiller are at Middle East Up. There's a Facebook page I just clicked on that took me away from what I was reading. There we go. Also next Friday, I said Friday, right? That was Friday. That's a Bootleg Dan Presents. Oh, no, it's... No, that wasn't. That was Middle East Up, Moving Targets, The Long Wait, and Spiller. Bootleg Dan Presents Friday, Cocktail Slippers, Stupidity, The Chelsea Curve, and DJ Sherman at The Barn. Also Friday, there's a Cape show with The Noun, or just Noun, from Philly featuring Marissa Paternoster with Screaming Females, Grasshopper Green from Falmouth, Modern Hut from New Jersey, at the Christ Church Episcopal in Harwich Port. 6:30 doors, 7 bands, 15, I don't tell prices. It's all ages, no drugs or booze. Oh, forget that one, right? And there's much, much more I'll tell you about next week. Again, Stephen, go ahead and say what you have going on.
I am playing with Therese Bellino. We're opening for American Ocelot and Crow Follow at the Worthen in Lowell. It's a Sunday afternoon. It's an afternoon show. And that's November 3rd.
Right on. For all this and more, go to bostongroupienews.com. Here's some American Ocelot for you. 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
trust me. Pick up your wrenches, there's no heading for the door. As the gasoline puddle spreads over the floor.
Step into the doom buggy.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. This has been another great episode of the Crash Course for the Ravers. Thanks again to Steven and Dave.
Thank you.
And your Pony Express. Live pony music for that. Us. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, maybe that should be the new album. Yeah, Pony Express. It's so easy. It's so easy. Yes, all great things happening coming up. We just played the Spackles because Lenny Donahue, Stop Calling Me Frank, are playing with them. Where did I say? Midway tonight?
Midway.
Yeah. If I'm wrong, check it all out, bostongroupienews.com. What else have I been playing anyway? Spackles, Crow Follow with Doom Buggy. I played American Onslaught, Unraveled, Charms, The Wolf, Irresponsibles Over You. We heard more from Pony, Radio Friendly, and Murder Car. Earlier in the show, Stop Calling Me Frank with Annoy You, Rocket from the Crypts. Rockets from the Crypt with Bring Us Bullets. The Sillies, Love You to Death. Ramones, Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. DMZ, The Real Kids. Lou Reed, and you know the rest. Have a request, we'll save it for Vin Magazzini. He's coming up and he'll play anything you want. 855, that's what he says. 855-915-9636 is the number, yes. Let's stump them later.
Burning circle.
I'm not sure who's up next. Oh, who do we have? Hi.
Heartthrob.
Johnny Viola. Heartthrob with Johnny Viola is coming up next. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'll be back next week, 1 o'clock. Until next time, see ya!
You wish you had promised me.